The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you seeking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too, starting now. Here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Hello, and top of the day to you. It is great to be back again with you, and I'm happy to announce that we are getting tremendous feedback on the past episodes of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. This is a total evidence that we are doing something right on this show. Now, I wish to state categorically that our joint presence on this show gives me nothing short of pure, unadulterated pleasure. In that regard, I ask you to remain faithful to the show as we continue on this fascinating journey into destiny-changing and life-transforming awareness. As usual, we will take our affirmation of purpose to set us right on the path for the seeking of knowledge and wisdom. Just for today, I will dream big dreams. I will announce myself into the exclusive club of the creative daydreamers. These are the potentially great men and women who create something out of apparent nothing, making a huge difference in their own lives and in the lives of others, in the process reshaping the collective destiny of the human race. And my own dreams will be unique, for in my dreams I will clothe my destiny in a colorful cloak of glorious achievement. My dreams will fuel my passion. My dreams will empower me for creative genius. My dreams will propel me towards uncommon accomplishment. My dreams will ennoble my character. And just for this day will I dream big dreams. For small dreams can only inspire small efforts. I will dream the life. Then I will live the dream. Welcome again. Today's episode is titled Dissolving into Love of the Present Moment. Dissolving into Love of the Present Moment. For millennia, the concept of the present moment has been one that has occupied the attention of wise men and sages. Eastern religions have laid a solid emphasis on present moment awareness as a source of great power to lead a more fulfilling and certainly more productive life. In fact, some mystics go as far as saying that it is when you are fully alive in the present moment that you are in the presence of God. Now, there is no doubt that a scattered attention can do nothing but dissipate your energy in such a way that the attendant lack of focus. Each moment in our life is occupied by an endless series of essentially useless internal monologues that do nothing to assist us on our path to our greatest lives. Our minds have been programmed to operate in this fashion since we were toddlers, and so we have not known anything different. We continually think thoughts ranging from the mundane to the ridiculous and then to the sublime. How many times have you had to admit that you were absent-minded on an occasion that required your total attention and absorption? It is quite astonishing how many great opportunities pass us by as a result of our propensity to be lost in thought, as we tend to put it. It is also for this reason that we have graduated to the point where a lot of our more routine activities have finally evolved into sheer reflex. Do you realize just how much of a reflex activity your driving has become? Can you sincerely say that you are consciously aware of the different maneuvers you make while driving, like shifting of your gears, pressing down the accelerator, applying the brakes, and even blaring the horn. The reason for this total mindlessness is because as you drive to work, your mind is preoccupied with an endless array of thoughts, significant or otherwise. The truth is that if more of us were mentally situated in the present moment, as to be aware of all the motions we make and the turns we take as we drive to work in the morning, there will be less incidences of motor traffic accidents. Let me hasten to add that we can reasonably make allowances for ourselves in this malady. We are wittingly or unwittingly programmed to operate in this manner from our formative years. We actually do not know anything different. And it is a pervasive tendency in all aspects of our lives. Tragically, one realm of our existence that suffers most from our lack of attention in the present moment is our relationships. It is a well-known fact that the predominant reason for fractured interhuman relationships is a poor communication. On the most fundamental level, this translates into a chronic inability to give sufficient attention to what others are saying. Now, if you do not listen properly to what someone is telling you, how can you conceivably reply appropriately to their concerns and anxieties? The common denominator is that when someone is speaking to us, we are either busy formulating what our response will be, especially in an animated argument, or we are so disinterested in what the other person is saying that we would rather occupy our minds with our own private thoughts, which more often than not bear no relevance whatsoever to what the other person is saying. This tendency is so pervasive that even surgeons are guilty of it. Now, as a medical practitioner myself, I am aware that many colleagues of mine who are in the surgical subsector profess to going through the motions of a particular surgical intervention, hardly aware of what they are doing. Now, this is because having done the same thing over and over again, it has evolved into a routine for them. In all probability, a surgeon's mind could be miles away from the operating theater while the surgery is going on. Now, this is the picture of lack of attention in the present moment. But up to this point, I have merely discussed the subject on the more mundane pedestal. The truth is that a consistent habit of an inability to give full attention to the present moment has far-reaching implications for our entire life. It is the reason why most of us find it difficult to deploy any significant degree of concentration to serious activities that can be of great importance in our quest for success. A lack of concentration and attendant focus has the unfortunate tendency of not allowing us to pursue our worthy goals to their logical conclusion. Now, one enduring attribute of really great people is their ability to be totally present wherever they are. Such people become completely absorbed in the present moment. And perhaps this is because of their realization that it's only in the present moment that action has any significant meaning. One of the greatest teachings that you could ever be exposed to in your search for the holy grail of truly effective living is that when you clear your inner self of its constant, endless chatter and rather concentrate your thoughts on the present moment, you become fully grounded in the center of your being. What most people are not aware of is that on a rarefied plane, when your mind is free of its endless inner chatter, what desires you and what you desire can both grow. I'll say that again. On a rarefied plane, when your mind is free of its endless inner chatter, what desires you and what you desire can both grow. A mind that is free of the clutter of ineffectual thought and rumination presents itself as a very fertile ground for the germination of creative seeds. So what I'm asking you to do here is imagine your mind as a fertile ground where you can plant creative seeds. Now, if you succeed in eliminating your endless chatter and ineffectual thought processes, then this fertile land becomes even more fertile for the germination of these creative seeds. Now, this is the reason why meditation is such a valuable practice. Being in itself a practice during which the mind is emptied of all conceptual thought. Now, this is why during meditation, the slightest insinuation of intent or desire into the mind can produce phenomenal results. This, in turn, is because in the meditative state, the mind, having been cleared of all intrusive thoughts and notions, has been transformed into a field of all possibilities. And since one's consciousness is also in a state of heightened awareness, even spiritual practices like fervent prayer and fasting become much more potent in this meditative state. This is the reason why those called to holy orders regularly separate themselves from the rest of society, sometimes for protracted lengths of time, all in an effort to avoid the distractions of their day-to-day existence, and so that their minds can be emptied of all intrusive thought. But let us step down from the heights of spiritual practice to more mundane existentiality. What an ability to live in the present moment does for you is to gradually develop your concentration skills. I'll take that again. What an ability to live in the present moment does for you is to allow you to gradually develop your concentration skills. In this form of concentration, the past and the future simply do not exist. Now, I'm going to have to look for a very good example to illustrate this sort of concentration. Now, I'd like you to take a child who is preoccupied with building his castle in the sand. Now, children, when they are fixated on their playful activities, unwittingly typify the elevated levels in human performance that absolute fixity of purpose and a total focus can allow us to ascend to. This was our primary nature until, as we started developing into adults, our programming started to draw us away from our childlike nobility and innocent excellence. Is it any wonder that a child's final outcome in his enterprise of building a castle in the sand is usually nothing short of a juvenile study in an architectural masterpiece? Now let us fast track to adulthood. What happens? Now, in adulthood, whenever you are consumed with any activity, the final outcome of that activity is usually a study in excellence, as long as you are totally fixated in the process. But then this is hardly surprising. For existing only in the present moment, your total and undivided attention was merely an indication of the consuming love you deployed to your project. Indeed, your achievements can only be all the more remarkable, since whatever you do with love is usually crowned with phenomenal success. Now, concentration is actually an amazing phenomenon. Over time, it leads to the mental mastery that will allow you to be truly available to your destiny. Now, put in other words, life-centered present moment awareness is the extraordinary state where your dreams and reality fuse to become one, creating pure magic in your life. Now, we have a few more interesting things coming up in the second segment, but we are getting close to the end of this first segment. And just before we go on a commercial break, let me tell you a little bit about what we are trying to achieve at the Global Institute for Human Excellence. I extend a warm hand of fellowship to you, as I always do, by asking you to be a part of the glorious mission and the scintillating vision of the Global Institute for Human Excellence. The mission of the Global Institute is to promote and nurture a global culture of excellence by challenging you to grow and equipping you to win in all areas of life, while the overall vision of the Institute is to inaugurate a new and egalitarian order founded on genuine transformational awareness and a firm commitment to the virtues of noble living. Now, if you are on Facebook, all you have to do is go to www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Incorporated. But Incorporated is spelled INC after Institute. Now, you'll officially like the page in typical Facebook tradition. And of course, this automatically makes you a friend of the page. Beyond that, however, two other things will automatically happen. One, you will receive our daily free resume called Just for Today, to which we have added another resource called Mind Conditioners. Secondly, you will become a certified member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence, and a certificate of membership will be issued to you as soon as you visit our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, and you can connect with us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Incorporated, and on Twitter at Stress Edu Center, at Stress Edu Center, STRESEDUCENTRE, and on LinkedIn at linkedin.ng.yomigarnett. Now, that was the invitation to the Global Institute for Human Excellence. Now, we consider this very important because we believe when we are all members of the same global family and we're on the same page in what we're talking about, we should relate beyond the confines of this talk show. And therefore, it will be with pleasure that my team and myself will humbly welcome you with open arms as members of the Global Institute for Human Excellence. We'll just take a short break now. And I'll see you at the second segment. Thank you.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource Just for Today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today. Are you taking full advantage of all the lessons that your life is trying to teach you? These lessons are the building blocks of who you are and who you will ultimately become. On Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, host John Earle will show you how to discover your life's lessons and how to use these lessons to transform your life into a deeper and more profound experience. Discover the meaning of your existence. Tune in to Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to the second segment. Now, A very elevating habit you can develop is to insist on placing your thoughts of tomorrow where they truly belong, tomorrow. That's right. Where do your thoughts of tomorrow belong? Tomorrow. Yes, indeed, tomorrow's thoughts belong in the mental basket of tomorrow and nowhere else. Today is preoccupied already with its own contentions, and tomorrow is already pregnant with enough troubles of its own. Hear the Son of Man in the Book of Life. This is what he said. He said, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." How absolutely true this is. Refuse to entertain worry about what tomorrow will deliver in the maternity ward of your fate. And what about yesterday? Yesterday is history, gone forever and never to return. And if yesterday is history, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is a mystery. Indeed, why should you permit the mystery of tomorrow to rob you of the joy of today and the bliss of the present moment? What wisdom can there possibly be in throwing now after maybe? Even if you are a prophet of this age, can you propel yourself forward in time and perform tomorrow's miracle today? Can you place the earnings of tomorrow in today's bank account? Can a baby with tomorrow's birthday suddenly develop an inordinate fit of impatience and insist on being born today? Refuse to torment yourself with thoughts of events which may never come to pass. Today, simply forget about tomorrow and live fully in the present moment. For as I mentioned earlier, it is in the present moment that action has any meaning. Did not Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman emperor and philosopher, say, "Confine yourself to the present moment"? And here in this age, I say, be like the joyous, innocent child building his castle in the sand, and lose yourself in the present moment with no single worry or concern about the next moment. For it is when you are truly in the present moment, refusing to be carried away by thought or fantasy, that you can truly make yourself available to your destiny. Now, the most significant fallout of living in the present moment is concentration. And because of that, in the next few minutes, you will permit me to discuss in greater detail about concentration. Now, what I'm going to do is illustrate with an excerpt from my new book, The Bishop's Testament. The principal character in this book, The Bishop's Testament, a man I chose to refer to as the narrator, since the entire book is in the first-person narrative, was taken on a tour of his mentor's fish farm. There were concrete ponds of varying sizes, dotting an expanse of land that seemed to stretch as far as the eye could see. There were also countless farmhands tending the ponds at various stages of the farming process. As the bishop and the narrator walked past row after row of concrete ponds, the bishop explained that his fish farm yielded a yearly harvest of sufficient tonnage to cater to the fish needs of 500 hotels and catering establishments in the local district. Suddenly, the bishop stopped walking and looking at the narrator, he asked, "Tell me, why is it that you haven't been able to get even one firm to engage your services for a capacity building workshop?" Now, at this moment, it is important that you know that the narrator had only recently suffered a devastating reversal in his fortunes, and the bishop was gently guiding him back to find his feet in the area of intellectual consultancy. So now back to the story. The younger man, the narrator, felt that the question was as asinine as it was unnecessary, but of course he did not say so. Instead, he attempted as intelligent a response as he possibly could. "In luck, I guess, sir, and possibly the fact that I'm a neophyte in that field," he answered. The bishop stared at him intently for a full half minute, and as his protege shifted uneasily from one foot to the other in total discomfiture, he moved over to a couple of ponds. "Come over here," he invited. "We are carrying out an interesting study, call it an experiment, on a new product, a fish feed that is a crossbreed derivative of a couple of our usual feeds. Biotechnology experts in Norway have been working on this new product for a couple of years, and they've only just come up with something close to the final product. My people are now on a test run of it. Look closely into the first pond and then repeat the close inspection on this second pond. The fish in both ponds are of the same age, by the way, he added. Tell me, what are your observations? The narrator looked into both ponds, and to him, the verdict was incontrovertible. The fish in the first pond were small, while the fish in the second pond were of immense size, probably 20 times as big as those in the first pond. What do you think is responsible for the remarkable disparity in these two ponds? The bishop asked him. He responded, one pond has been fed with a new improved feed, while the other continues to be fed with old feed. Ah, ecstatic, the bishop replied. Your observation is precise, while your deduction is accurate. All laws and principles find expression in nature. And if you know how to read the laws of nature, you will also be able to read the laws of life. What happened here was really quite simple. We concentrated our efforts on synthesizing a more nutritious variety of feed and then fed the fish in one pond with it while we continue to feed the fish, in the other pond with the old, less nutritious feed. Do you agree? Yes, the narrator agreed. In that case, the bishop continued, we can retrace our steps back to my question and your response about ill luck. Perhaps we may now even be able to prove that my question was neither ill-conceived nor stupid, as the impression might have been given. Oh, the narrator, of course, was understandably both alarmed and embarrassed that his inner thoughts were not his exclusive preserve after all. It seemed as if the bishop had uncannily read his mind. The bishop merely smiled indulgently at him and continued talking. He said, son, what people refer to as luck in reality does not exist. What people call luck is merely an expression of the law of cause and effect, because there is a celestial order to all our affairs. This order is never in error, and simply because there may be a long interval between an action and its result, most people have the unfortunate tendency to forget the cause and rather concern themselves with the effect, which is why they talk about luck. He paused and then continued. Successful people, extraordinary people, are those who discover principles and see details that others overlook. And that's why the generality of the people consider such people lucky, while in fact all they are doing is applying immutable laws and principles which are really quite precise. Even the Bible extols the virtue of these people who have been faithful to God's injunctions. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. Now, the reason why the efforts of most people do not meet with such success is because they haven't yet learned to concentrate. Incredibly, most people don't even know what real concentration means. Most people are very much like the hundreds of little fish scavenging on the ocean floor in search of the sustenance of their mundane day-to-day existence. They tend to be easily influenced by events around them, and so they become easily distracted by relatives, friends, and even by themselves. And of course, as soon as they are distracted, they forget their goals. Like the little fish, they chase after the little offerings and toys that are thrown their way. Worse still, they never seem to be able to decide on what they really want, wanting one thing today and something else the next day. However, these are the ordinary people. Extraordinary people, on the other hand, are fixated and concentrated on their mission. The center of their being is usually rock solid, and they tend to be firmly grounded in it, and nothing, but nothing, can distract them. Ordinary people do not possess much willpower, since they lack strength of character. And this is so because, for the most part, these people are a mass of essentially contradictory, little, unspiritual selves, in sharp contrast to extraordinary persons in whom the spirit man has gained predominance over the little self. Now, let us borrow some wisdom from science, just a little bit of wisdom from science. Now, we need a magnifying glass and a piece of white paper. Now, if you align the glass with the rays of the sun, especially when the sun is at its zenith, and carefully focus the sun's rays through the glass and onto the paper, on achieving full focus, what happens to the paper? You got it. The paper will suddenly become charred and burst into flames. This is a very elementary scientific experiment. And it's also an elementary lesson that lucidly illustrates that absolute focus is necessary to achieve success in anything. This means concentrating your efforts on a particular thing and refusing to scatter your energy and resources. Yet, as follows from all natural laws, you will achieve success. Success is inevitable because real concentration is actually a sacrifice, and a very serious one for that matter. This is because concentrating entails sacrificing all other and perhaps irrelevant activities and focusing all your thought, all your energy, all your prayers, and all your emotion towards a single goal. This is nothing short of a reflection of an intense desire for one single thing to the exclusion of all others. And such a desire will be sustained for as long as it takes to achieve your goal. And it does not matter whether this takes months, days, or even years. This is what I call sacrifice. Now, as you become proficient in genuine concentration, you will arrive at a state in which your evolution itself becomes a brilliant source of viable ideas and concepts which will insinuate themselves into your mind with a spontaneity and regularity that will amaze even you. Once you have achieved this state of true concentration, you will be able to perceive problems in their proper context, almost as if you could think without actually thinking and do things without really doing them. This is the stage at which all work you do becomes more like a recreational activity, or a game, if you will. This is the true genius of life. But then again, it is inevitable that you will encounter stumbling blocks. And this is because nature, in its entirety, opposes concentration. Also, do not forget that the present age is one of persistent distraction, being an age of incessant leisure and enjoyment. At first, trying to concentrate will be an uphill struggle for you. But in time, you will overcome your old ingrained habit of straying off your chosen path and remain focused. The great thing about concentration is that it will lead to mental competence, which in turn will allow you to control your destiny. An amazing thing happens with concentration. When you are totally concentrated, you are in a state of immense love for what you are doing in the present moment. And I repeat, as I said previously, you become someone for whom the past and the future have simply dissolved into oblivion. And as you dissolve into this great love of the present moment, you will become triumphant. And your triumphs will be all the more extraordinary for the simple reason that whatever we do with love will necessarily and without fail be crowned with success. I make you that solemn promise. Whatever you do with love, without fail, will be crowned with success. Now, extraordinary people seem to be motivated by an almost absurd, single-minded conviction that they possess the ability to succeed at anything they put their attention to. This indomitable spirit of extraordinary people finds eloquent expression in this quote of mine. And it's personal to me, this quote. It says, "It is abnormal for a man of uncommon purpose not to have a healthy appetite for the seemingly impossible." I'll take that again. "It is abnormal for a man of uncommon purpose not to have a healthy appetite for the seemingly impossible." But of course, we are talking about extraordinary people here. Men of uncommon purpose. Men of extraordinary ambition. Those who will never give up. Those who have unflinching faith. And those who have insuperable confidence in themselves. This is quite true. Because extraordinary people repose their confidence in the infinite power of their highest nature. What makes them so different is this confidence. And because of this, they tend to see themselves differently from the way most people do, having developed a totally positive self-image. Now, all great people are also great thinkers. Most people don't stop to take time to engage in a deep thinking. Pascal, that great philosopher once said, Man's biggest problem is not being able to stay alone in his room. I'll take that again. Pascal, that great philosopher, once said, man's greatest, biggest problem is not being able to stay alone in his room. This is quite true. Most people seem to have an absolute horror of remaining in solitude for any appreciable length of time. Now, what I recommend is that one should regularly incarcerate oneself in the office, disconnect the telephone, and instruct one's secretary to ensure non-disturbance for 4 hours at a stretch. Now, this is a very effective way of learning how to concentrate for hours at a time. In applying this secret strategy to do nothing but just think, emptying your mind of all irrelevant dialogue, you would also ask for guidance in all aspects of your life. I can make you a solemn promise that you will be amazed at the phenomenal results you will achieve. As sometimes in under just a week, you could come up with incredible business investment ideas, sometimes running to millions in potential returns over only a year. That is also the reason why I encourage people to factor in thinking rooms into their homes. I'll take that again. This is also the reason why I encourage people to factor in thinking rooms into their homes. Such a thinking room will usually be a small, soundproof room, and it's only furniture, a table, and a straight back chair. Invariably also, there will be a piece of paper and a pencil on the table to immediately write down flashes of inspiration, because inspiration can be very fleeting indeed. You could also do your meditations in this room. And since the room is soundproofed, all noise is excluded. Believe me, when you first start, the unaccustomed silence can be quite unnerving and frightening. Silence can be so profound that it can literally scream at you. However, as you make the routine a regular part of your life, you will gradually come to look forward to your sessions with pleasure. All you need to do is practice this for 21 days at a stretch, because it takes 21 days to inculcate a new habit and to discard an old one. I know that this particular segment has been rather intense, because this is actually very solid information which most people rarely come across in their lifetime. It is my sincere hope that it will be of great benefit to you for the rest of your own lifetime. We'll take a short break now for another commercial. I'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at stonebridgepublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's Y-O-M-I Garnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the final segment of today's show, Dissolving into Love of the Present Moment. Another major dilemma with most people is that they permit a success, which will eventually prove minor at best, to derail them from their major definite purpose. Their story is akin to that of an ancient army that set out to conquer an empire, only to become complacent and lethargic after plundering the first village on its path. Following closely on the heels of concentration and focus must be discipline. Yes. Discipline. Dissolving into love of the present moment will take you to discipline. Because without discipline, the effects of living the present moment will simply fizzle out into nonentity. True discipline is actually an indication of strength of character. Since the stronger your character, the more you are able to sideline life's distractions and with a fixity of purpose, focus exclusively on the task at hand. A disciplined man is a man well-grounded in the center of his being, and nothing can distract him. Put quite simply, discipline connotes the willingness to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done, whether it's convenient or not. Let me take that again. Discipline connotes the willingness to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done, whether it's convenient or not. Now, even if you mastered all the other attributes that are taught for achieving success and you are not concentrated and fixated on your goals and objectives, you won't get very far. In fact, when your mind reaches its highest level of concentration, you will enter into that extraordinary state where dreams and reality fuse to create miracles. Now, I can tell you one thing about great men and women. Whenever great men and women are inspired to pursue an extraordinary project, great purpose, born out of great discipline, arises in them. Their thoughts break free of any limiting boundaries. Their minds transcend limitations, and their consciousness expands in all directions. Any dormant forces, including the powers of faculty and talent, all come alive and into play, and they become the very epitome of their creator's energy, vitality, and creativity. Now, what I'm going to do now is share a personal testimony with you. It is a testimony on the power of concentration and discipline. And it revolves around my humble self. Now, when I was writing a particularly significant book of mine, I had to ensconce myself in a private place for close to 3 weeks. Now, my story is instructive because I chose to engage in absolute concentration on my mission to write the book. Ensconcing myself in this room, where I will remain for all of 3 weeks, during which I read each of over 50 reference books in my possession, I was stunned by my own determination and desire to learn. The more of the books I read, the more clearly I discerned principles, constants, and characteristics that are common denominators with all great books. I soon came into an understanding of a series of broad, albeit unwritten laws of writing that I had been previously unaware of. Presently also, I came into the realization that a discerning mind, galvanized into activity by a specific objective, can see things that those minds that are distracted or that lack the proper motivation cannot see or will simply overlook. I even found myself thinking more with my heart rather than my head, which I can tell you is a consistent trait of the consummate artist. Within a week, I had completed a rapid, although intense, study of these reference books. And thereafter, I commenced writing. And this is where it gets really interesting. Listen. Over the next 15 days, which will remain arguably to this day, the most intellectually absorbing of my entire life, I will come into practical knowledge of the swift passage of time when one is intensely absorbed in an activity that is obviously one's true calling. This can only be called timeless awareness. As my focus became total and my concentration improved with each passing day, I became literally, for want of better terminology, intellectually intoxicated as page after page rolled out from my pen. My mind had seemingly developed wings, carrying me to altitudes of creative imagination that had previously eluded me in the past. I recalled Pascal, that great thinker. He once said, "The greatest problem people have is not being able to stay in a room by themselves." In those 15 days, I discovered the absolute truism in those words. My newfound ability to remain immobile in those 15 days allowed me to discover the power inherent in the very heart of a tranquil existence. I would sometimes plunge into such a frightening state of deep concentration, usually lasting for about 30 minutes, that my complete absorption in my writing would render me totally oblivious of where or who I was. And when I came out of this surreal experience, I would be even more alert, and my senses would seem even more heightened. My mental retrieval faculties assumed a clarity that simply amazed me, as I now clearly recollected events both in the recent and remote past. I also began to have flashes of inspiration with a frequency and rapidity that left me practically breathless. I felt spiritually charged, as it were, almost as if I was capable of achieving anything I had set my mind to. Now wait for this. At night, after working non-stop for close to 17 hours at a stretch, I would be so elated that I would spontaneously break into fits of uncontrollable laughter, often to be replaced by an uncommonly deep sense of inner peace and contentment. Quite frankly, when such episodes occurred, I had occasion to seriously doubt my sanity. Within 3 weeks, my 300-page manuscript was ready. This was how I experienced the power of concentration and discipline firsthand. I can only commend it to you. The truth of the matter is, the greatest things on this earth are achieved by such episodes of deep concentration and discipline. Now, what I'm going to do is take you through some action exercises. So lean back and see how you can develop the skill of living in the present moment. The first one is this, and it's very fundamental. Perhaps tomorrow, or at your convenience, take out 10 minutes, just 10 minutes from your hectic schedule. Lock yourself up in your office or your room, shut the blinds, put off your cell phone, sit quietly, shut your eyes, and breathe in and out deeply 7 times. In the process, witness the relaxation of your muscles consciously. Refuse to think any conceptual thought. Feel yourself being renewed in your body and in your spirit. And just for these 10 minutes, concentrate only on yourself. The world will have to get on without you. I'll take that again. For just these 10 minutes, concentrate only on yourself, for the world will have to get on without you. Now, another method is to repeat mind-occupying affirmations. You use mind-occupying affirmations to replace your mindless chatter. Now, for the more spiritual amongst all, statements like, God is the only presence and power in my person, can be very effective. This statement, take it. God is the only presence and power in my person. This is for the more spiritual people amongst us. It can be very effective. Now, what you do is repeat this over and over again in your mind. Now, when this becomes a habit, it can be very useful. The fascinating thing about your mind is that it cannot think two thoughts at the same time. As long as one thought predominates in your mind, all other thoughts are excluded. Now, for those who do not want to use anything as profoundly spiritual as that, any affirmation that's a reflection of what you want is, if for instance, you are fixated on making money, for instance, and you had a desperate need for money to achieve certain objectives, you could use an affirmation like, money comes to me freely, copiously, and endlessly. Money comes to me freely, copiously, and endlessly. Now, if you use this as an affirmation and repeated it over and over again, in my opinion, you are occupying yourself and your mind with something that is of more use to you than engaging in 60 random thoughts that are useless to you at the same time. Now, another action exercise is this. Now, as you listen to this talk show, where are you in your thoughts? Now, if you are lost in your thoughts and you are half listening, may I gently bring you back. Come back to the present moment. Come back to the present moment. Come back here. Come back to this moment. Remain in this eternal present. Whatever you are engaged in right now, whether it's a business discussion or a leisurely stroll, simply come back to yourself and remain in what is called the now. Now, some words from the Book of Life could help you to center your mind in the present moment. And I have a very powerful verse for you. It goes, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. Repeat it. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. As we gradually come to the close of today's episode, I'll have to remind you of one or two things that are in the offing for us. Next week, Thursday, March the 6th, at the same time, we'll be having a very important guest with us on this show. Her name is Marie Cornelio. Marie Cornelio is Chief Executive Officer of Marie Cornelio International. She's a best-selling author, poet, speaker, and conscious lifestyle mentor. She's also the founder of the Daily Love Assignment and Daily Love Assignment e-University, where she works with women and men to integrate the deep powers of spirit into their lives, to create a strong foundation for sustainable personal growth, empowerment, and to leave a lasting legacy of meaningful contribution, harmony, love, and peace in the world. In 2012, Marie established Burst Global Publishing, a boutique independent self-help and transformational traditional publishing company. She's currently writing her forthcoming book, The Gratitude Way, The Ultimate 21-Day Guided Gratitude Journey to Joyful Living. She lives in Northern California, where she loves celebrating life with her family and riding her bike, taking daily gratitude walks to her dog, Roxy Love. Now, Marie Cornelio will be with us in the first segment of our show next week, Thursday, March the 6th. Keep a date with us. In that show, she'll be telling us about this great book that is on its way, The Gratitude Way, The Ultimate 21-Day Guided Gratitude Journey to Joyful Living. Now, this is a remarkable lady. You do not want to miss her ideas, her concepts, and her voice. We look forward to being with Marie next week. Now, last week, I told you about a remarkable lady called Nida Jay. She lives in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. And she's written this fantastic book, which I have read, called Heart of Eternity. Now, this is a book that you don't want to miss. And I will tell you that I'm unabashedly promoting her book for her, because I think that anything that is great about humanity should simply be celebrated. That's been reviewed as a brave and unusual book by Times of New York and the Editorial Book Reviewers of the United Kingdom. Now, she recently did a podcast interview for Web Weaver Books and BBC4. And she's been interviewed by College Times and Golf News in the United Arab Emirates, as well as for their featured feature section. Currently, the Guardian of the United Kingdom is reviewing the book and you will soon have the full details of the review. I sincerely hope I can have her with me as a guest one of these days. In the meantime, join me in congratulating Nita J for this highly commendable literary achievement. World is in dire need of people like her. So thank you very much. It's been a wonderful outing. I look forward to being with you again next week. Tune in next week, Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.